the Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations. Watch a teenage boy in action, and you can probably discover the source of his impulsive vitality. Whatever he does is immensely important and all-engrossing. Henry Aldrich proves that. The scene opens at the Aldrich breakfast table.
Have some bacon, Alice?
Thank you, Sam. I think I will.
Mary?
Thank you, Father.
Henry? Henry?
What? Oh, no thanks, Father.
Well, Henry, I want you to at least eat your oatmeal.
Mother, I ate all the milk on it. And you know how much nourishment there is in milk, don't you?
Henry, did you get overtired at the dance last night?
Who, I, Mary? Tired?
Henry, if you're old enough to dance, you're old enough to eat oatmeal. Now, don't let me hear your mother speak about it again.
Even when I don't have any appetite, Father?
Henry, didn't you hear your father order you to either eat or stop dancing?
Mary, I'm eating it. All I want to know is whether I have to go clear through to the bottom.
Well, it seems to me, Henry, you have the wrong attitude. There are lots of people in this world who'd give anything for a dish of oatmeal.
Mother, it isn't that I don't appreciate it. It's girls that I'm sick of.
Girls, dear?
Boy, never again. Why should I want to fritter away my life dancing?
What's that?
Why should I? Boy, the way I look at it...
Sam, what are you holding your cup up in the air like that for?
I'm fascinated. Go on, Henry.
Well, I just thought things over, that's all. I don't feel I'm getting anywhere the way I'm going. You know what I mean? Being a darn butterfly. So, Mother, don't you think I could just forget my oatmeal?
You certainly may not.
By the way, Alice, has anyone phoned for me this morning?
No, Sam, not that I know of.
No. Well, if any call does come for me, it'll probably be a Mr. Gilchrist.
Who?
Mr. Gilchrist. And please be sure to call me. I'll probably be up in the attic working.
Father, you mean you're not going to the office today?
I am not. And that phone call is very important. Is that clear, Alice?
Yes, Sam, of course it's clear.
And Mary, do you understand?
Yes, Father.
And Henry? Henry, what are you staring into your oatmeal for?
Who, I, Father? I wasn't staring. I was just watching the spoon sing.
Hi, Henry.
Gee whiz, Homer, are you here?
Come here quick. I've got some news for you.
Henry.
I'm coming, Homer.
Henry!
Yes, Father?
When Homer came in, I was asking you whether you understood.
I heard you, Father. Gee, you can depend on me.
Hey, Henry, who do you think I just saw? Who do you think I just had a talk with?
Who?
Agnes. And do you know what she said? She said that when Kathleen got home from the dance last night, she was so upset over the fight you and she had, she couldn't sleep all night.
She couldn't, Homer? She couldn't?
And do you know what Agnes said she told her to do?
What?
She said Kathleen ought to telephone you and apologize.
Is that right, Homer? Kathleen's going to apologize to me?
Sure. As a matter of fact, hasn't she called you yet?
No, but she probably will any minute, though. She's a... You know... Well, I mean, if she wasn't able to sleep last night, she's probably having a late breakfast.
That's true. Are you going to forgive her?
Well, I'll certainly be fair. She was... That's the least I can do.
Henry, could you and Homer please get out of my way?
Mary, Homer and I happen to be very busy discussing something. Now, please don't hang around and try to listen.
Henry, all I want to do is use the phone.
Use the phone? I'm sorry, but you can't use it right now, Mary.
Why not?
I'm using the phone.
You're using it? Why, Henry Aldrich, you're standing 10 feet away from it. And all I want to do is phone Daisy Harper and say hello.
Daisy Harper? Gee whiz, you've never gotten Daisy Harper on the phone in your life, but what, you just hung there for a couple of hours at a stretch.
Well, I know my rights, Henry Aldrich.
Don't let her buy you, Henry. Don't let her buy you.
Now, Mary, wait a minute.
Oh, no, I won't. Let go of me.
There, Mary. Now look at what you've done.
Henry, I didn't knock the table over. You did.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
What was that?
Why,
I'll tell you, Mrs. Aldrich. He was just explaining something to Mary.
Well, please tell him to come in here and finish his oatmeal.
See that, Henry? See that?
Mother, couldn't you save my oatmeal for me so I can have it for lunch?
For lunch?
Sure. Just slice it and fry it for me. Oh, boy, there's the phone. Now, Mary, will you please get out of this hall while I have my conversation?
Henry, I won't listen to you.
That isn't the point, Mary. Do you want to make us feel uncomfortable?
Well, all right, but don't expect me to do this for you all the time.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Kathleen's father? May I
speak with Mr. Aldrich, please?
With Mr. Aldrich?
Yes, this is Mr. Gilchrist. I'm very anxious to get in touch with him.
Oh, yes, it seems as though I remember him mentioning your name at breakfast or something.
I beg your pardon?
Just a minute, I'll call him. Father! Father!
Mr. Aldrich! Listen, Henry, get rid of him fast. Maybe Kathleen is trying to get you.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Aldrich?
No, sir, I just happen to remember Mr. Gilchrist. My father said you should call him at his office, I think.
He's at the office?
Sure, and I remember he said it was very important, and he must be on his way by now.
Henry, hang up.
The only thing is, well, maybe I can get him before my train leaves. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich's office.
Hello, is Mr. Aldrich there?
No, he isn't.
Well, this is Mr. Brown. Do you know whether Mr. Aldrich has gotten in touch with Mr. Gilchrist yet?
Why, Mr. Brown, Mr. Aldrich was expecting him to go over to his house for a conference, I believe.
This morning?
Yes, you see, Mr. Aldrich isn't coming into the office today.
Oh. Well, I'll jump in the car and go right over to Mr. Aldrich's house. I want to get in on that conference if I can.
And I'm sure Mr. Aldrich will be very glad to get the two of you together.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Brown. Hello, Mr. Aldrich's office.
Hello. May I speak with Mr. Aldrich, please?
Mr. Aldrich isn't in right now. May I take any message?
Well, this is Mr. Gilchrist. About how long before you expect him in?
Oh, Mr. Gilchrist, Mr. Aldrich isn't expecting to see you here. He's waiting for you up at his house.
Up at his house? I just phoned his house. They said he was on his way down to the office.
Really? He's decided to come down here?
That's what they said. And I'm supposed to catch a train in 25 minutes.
Well, Mr. Gilchrist, you better hurry up and come right down here, then.
You think I'll be able to see him?
Oh, yes. If they told you he's coming down here, he ought to be here any minute.
Very well.
And then, oh, my goodness, I wonder if I can get hold of Mr. Brown.
Spend all Saturday here by this phone?
Mrs. Aldrich, that's just exactly what I've been trying to tell him. Mother, I don't need any fresh air. I slept with my window open all night.
Well, get away from that phone, dear. I want to put in a call.
Now? Now? Just as Kathleen's... Mother, couldn't you please wait just a few more minutes?
Oh, you're waiting for a call?
Yes, sure.
Well, let me know just as soon as you're through, because I have to order the groceries.
Yes, Mother, and thank you very much.
Listen, Henry, I know you slept with your window open last night, but why don't you look at it this way? The sun's shining.
All right, Homer, all right. Why don't you go out then?
Alone? What is there I could do alone? Look, why don't you do this? Why don't you phone Kathleen and get it over with?
Oh, no, Homer. Oh, no, it was her fault, and she's practically dying to apologize to me.
Henry!
Mary, there's no use asking me. I'm not through with this phone yet.
Henry, I'm not even asking you about the phone. I just wanted to tell you that Mother has a can of peas out in the kitchen she wants you to open for her.
Sure, I know, Mary, I know. Now run along. If you think you're going to get me away from this phone with a can of peas, you're crazy.
Henry, must I ask Mother to beg you in writing to open her can of peas?
Mary, ma'am.
Oh, no, Homer. Mother still remembers the time you pulled the cork out of the vinegar bottle.
Mary, I wasn't going to offer to open your darn can. I was just going to suggest if it's so important to get it open, why don't you bring the can and the can opener in here?
All right, just to show you, I will. I certainly will.
Gee whiz, there's the phone. There's the phone. Hello? Hello, Kathleen?
Henry, you're completely crazy. That's the front door. And Homer, can't you please answer it?
Sure, Mary.
Number, please.
Never mind, operator. My sister just asked Homer to answer it.
I beg your pardon?
It isn't the phone. Goodbye.
Homer, what are you doing over here?
Oh, hello, Father. I'm helping Henry wait for a phone call.
Hello, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Henry. Where's your father?
My father? Oh, he's down at the office.
Down at the office? Oh, no.
Yes, sir. He particularly mentioned at breakfast that he was going to the office.
Well, what did they tell me he was up here for? Look out while I use your phone a minute.
You want to use this phone, Mr. Brown?
I do.
Oh, Father, I'm sorry, but it's busy.
What do you mean it's busy? I've got to call Mr. Aldrich.
What do you mean you're going to call me? Hello there, Will.
Sam! I thought you were down at the office.
Gee whiz, Father, how'd you get back so soon?
From where? I've been up in the attic.
With Mr. Gilchrist?
With who?
With Mr. Gilchrist, Father. Did you find him all right?
What do you mean? Did Mr. Gilchrist find me? Henry, where is Mr. Gilchrist?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think he said he'd be very glad to wait for you down at your office.
Well, that's a fine thing. Here, let me have that phone.
Oh, boy.
Father, couldn't you please wait just a little while longer?
Wait, wait. Henry, do you realize what you've done? Do you realize that...
There she is, Henry. There she is.
Homer, let me have that phone.
I'm just handing it to you, Henry. Here.
Hello? Yes?
Henry, is that my office?
No, it isn't, Father. It's a sort of a girl.
Will, come with me. Maybe my wife knows something about Gilchrist phoning.
I'm coming.
Hello?
Alice!
Listen, Daisy Harper, this is no time to be calling our house. Now, please hang up.
Alice!
I'm out in the kitchen, Sam.
Were you around when Gilchrist phoned?
Dear, I don't know anything about it.
Sam, I've got my car outside. We'd better go right down to your office.
That's true.
Sam, there are two things I want you to do for me on the way down. First, take this list into the grocer's and leave it.
Now, Alice?
Dear, all you have to do is leave it and run, and they'll fill the order. And then stop off with this note at the emergency aid.
Alice, why can't you use the phone for all that?
Now, Sam, I can't touch the phone. Henry's waiting for a call from Kathleen, and his heart is practically broken.
And do you realize my day is practically ruined? And besides, I don't even go near the grocery store.
All right, then Mary can go to the grocery. But you can stop off with this list at the emergency aid. It's right in the block above your office.
What are we giving them?
Well, some gingham aprons and 100 pounds of potatoes we have down in the basement and a few other things.
And I have to carry them?
No, dear. Just take this list so they'll know what they're going to get.
Father!
Yes, Mary?
I'm awfully glad you're still here. Could you open this can of peas for me?
Mary, get Henry to open it. I'm going down to the office.
Well, the only thing is, though... Henry!
Goodbye, Alice.
Sam, did you get that list for the emergency aid?
Yes.
Henry!
Mary, are you calling Henry?
Yes, Homer, I have a job for him, and Father says no one but Henry is to do it.
But gee whiz, Murray, can't you see I'm trying to use this phone? Hello?
Here's the can opener, and here's the can, Henry.
Oh, thank you, Murray. Put it right down there.
And if you ask me, Henry Aldrich, no girl in the world is important enough to tie up a whole family like this.
Hello?
Doesn't anyone answer, Henry?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Aldrich's office.
Oh, boy, am I glad to get you. This is Henry Aldrich.
Yes, Henry?
Look, my father says I made a terrible mistake, and then I can only talk for a minute.
What did you say?
I've got a call coming, see, and if the line is busy all the time, she might get discouraged. And my father isn't down there, he's up here.
Mr. Aldrich is up there at the house?
Yes, he turned up in the attic.
Well, I'm awfully glad you called. I'll send Mr. Gilchrist up right away.
That's fine, because my father's pretty mad. Goodbye.
But, Kathleen, I've been expecting you to ask Henry.
I can't help that, Nellie.
But we're going to have such fun on the picnic. Why don't you go to the phone now and call Henry and ask him whether he wouldn't like to come along with us?
Oh, no, Nellie. If you'd like to ask him, you go ahead. But I'm certainly not going to be the one that calls him.
All right. Hello?
Number, please.
Elm 303.
Elm 303.
Kathleen, tell me confidentially, have you and Henry had a falling out?
A falling out? My goodness, Nellie, whatever gave you an idea like that? I just said I wasn't going to be the one that phones him.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Henry?
Yes, is that you, Kathleen?
Kathleen? No. Did you want to speak to her?
Why not? No, I mean, if it isn't... Who is this?
This is Nellie Miller. Could you hold the line just a second?
Kathleen, here, take the receiver.
No, Nellie, don't you dare tell him I'm here.
Well, my goodness.
Hello?
Nellie, is there somebody there with you?
Well, no, not exactly. And Henry, how would you like to go on a picnic with a few of us?
On a picnic? Today?
Yes, we're going to have a wonderful time. And all you'd have to furnish would be lettuce.
Lettuce? Well, I tell you, I'd certainly...
Henry, what's that awful noise?
Nothing, Nellie. I'm just trying to open a can of peas.
Yeah, what?
I'd certainly like to go with you, but I'm expecting a telephone call. It's a very important one, No, Nellie, I don't think I'd better go with you.
Really?
And listen, I don't like to seem rude, but could you hang up in case that call comes for me?
All right, Henry, if you want to talk to me that way, I was just trying to be nice to you.
Gee, I didn't mean it that way.
Don't apologize. It's only wasting your time. Goodbye.
But listen.
What did he say, Nellie?
He asked me to hang up.
Well, of all the... My goodness, I don't know what's gotten into Henry.
Miss Thompson, do you have him yet?
I'm trying to get him, Mr. Aldrich. The operator's ringing your house right this minute.
Sam, after you get through talking to Henry, let me have a chance at Homer.
I'll turn him over to you, Will, with pleasure.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, is Henry Aldrich there?
Yes, hello. Is this you, Kathleen?
Who?
Isn't this Kathleen speaking?
No, it isn't. But just a moment. There is someone that would like to speak to you.
There is? Oh, boy.
Henry.
What's that?
Henry, I want to ask you just one simple question. Where is Mr. Gilchrist?
Well, I'm certainly glad you called, Father. He's right in the living room reading the National Geographic. What happened to you?
What happened to me? What happened to me? Wait until you hear what's going to happen to you. Henry, what's that noise?
That noise? I'm beating a rug for Mary.
What?
I've got it hanging on the banister, and I'm being very careful.
You tell Mr. Gilchrist we're coming up there, and he's to wait. Then you're to get away from there and stay away for the rest of the day.
I'm to stay away? From Mr. Gilchrist or the carpet?
From the phone, of course, the phone.
But suppose my call comes for me.
Did you hear me? You're not even to touch that telephone until I say you may.
Yes, Father, I understand.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sam, you didn't hang up, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Will.
Oh, that's all right. There wasn't anything more I could tell Homer anyway.
Just the same, Miss Thompson, call our house again.
Right now.
Right now. Let's see whether Henry's still hanging around that phone.
Hello?
Number, please.
Elm 303.
Elm 303.
Here's your hat and coat, Will. I hope you don't mind driving us up to the house again.
Well, it has to be done. After all, Gilchrist has already stayed over one train to keep this appointment.
Hello?
Hello, is Henry Aldrich there?
Hello, is this Kathleen?
Just a moment, please. Here, Mr. Aldrich.
Thank you. Henry, didn't I tell you not to touch that phone again?
Mr. Aldrich, Henry's not touching it. I'm touching it for him.
This is Homer?
Sam, is that Homer? Let me get my hands on him.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy?
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight.
I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see that everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Due to the fact that Henry has been waiting by the Aldridge telephone for several hours, hoping a call would come through from Kathleen, practically all business and social life in Centerville has come to a dead stop. The scene opens in a nearby grocery store.
Excuse me, but could you wait on me next, please?
Well, hello there, Mary Aldridge. What do you have?
Why, I'm in an awful hurry. My mother wanted me to leave this list of groceries, and will you send them over to our house, please?
Okay.
Oh, I'm certainly glad you've got a phone booth here. I've been waiting all morning to put a phone call in.
Okay, help yourself there.
My goodness.
What's the matter? Is the door stuck? Just give it a yank.
All right.
Hello? Hello?
Why, Henry Aldridge, what are you doing here?
Listen, Mary, can't I have any privacy at all?
Henry, just let me out for a minute. I'll explain things to her.
I don't want anything explained. Apparently there isn't a telephone in this town that a person can use that you aren't on.
You might try De Haven's drugstore, Mary. They have a very nice booth there.
Hello?
Number, please.
Well, look, may I ask who this is?
This is the operator. What number do you want?
Well, could you do me a favor? Could you transfer any calls that may come from me at the Aldridge's over to the Homer Brown's house?
I'm sorry. We can't possibly do that.
Oh, well, do you happen to know Charlie Clark?
Yes.
Well, he's a friend of mine, and his sister works there at the phone company. So, does that make any difference?
I'm Charlie Clark's sister.
Oh, you are? You are? Well, I'm Henry, see? And I've got an unusual case here. My father's driven me out, see? He's driven me out, and somebody very important is trying to get me.
Is it an emergency call you're expecting?
Oh, boy, I'll say it is.
Well, I'll take it up with the supervisor and explain the circumstances.
And thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What'd she say, Henry? What'd she say?
Look out, Homer. We gotta beat over at your house before Kathleen's call gets there.
Hello, Henry.
Oh, gee whiz, is that you, Nellie?
We're getting some things for the picnic here, and you won't even have to furnish lettuce if you'd like to change your mind, Henry.
Gee, any other time, Nellie, but right now I'm in an awful hurry. Come on, Homer.
Hello, Nellie.
Hello, Homer. How are you?
Homer, come on!
Goodbye, Nellie.
Goodbye.
Oh, Nellie, what is it, Kathleen?
Here's some nice fancy crackers. Who is that just went out the door?
Henry Aldrich.
Was that Henry?
Yes, he was in such a hurry to get away, he'd hardly speak to me.
Really? Oh. Well, you know, Nellie, on second thought, I don't think I care anything about going on the picnic.
Why not?
Because I simply don't feel like it. What fun... I mean, Nellie, there's no use pleading with me. I've made up my mind.
Excuse me, but was either of you girls using that phone booth there?
Huh? No, sir.
I wondered. I just found a can opener in it.
Hello there, Mr. Brown. Boy, have I been running.
Henry, is that you? Where's Homer?
He's coming, Mr. Brown. Boy, he couldn't keep up with me. But gee whiz, is that your telephone? I'm just in time.
I guess that is the phone.
Well, don't bother to answer it. I know what it is.
Henry, I'll take that call.
But it's for me. It's for me. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
This is Mr. Gilchrist. I want to speak to Mr. Samuel Aldrich.
To Mr. Aldrich? He isn't here. You've got the wrong house.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Henry, who was that?
Nobody, Mr. Brown. Just Mr. Gilchrist. He wanted to speak to my father.
To your father? Where is Gilchrist? Where is he? We've been looking all over for him.
Why, he didn't say. He just hung up.
And may I ask who gave you permission to come in here and answer our telephone?
The telephone company. I asked them to.
Oh, you did you? And do you see that front door?
Yes, sir.
March.
You mean you want me to go?
March.
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Gee, Henry, can you run?
Oh, my, get out of here.
Who, me, Father?
March.
I'll answer it, Alice. Hello?
May I speak to Mr. Brown, please?
Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Brown isn't here. You must have the wrong number.
I can't keep getting wrong numbers forever. Whose residence is this?
This is Mr. Aldrich's residence.
Well, this is Mr. Gilchrist, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh!
How is it when I call your house, I get Mr. Brown, and when I call Mr. Brown's house, I get you?
Could you say that again, please?
I'm down at the station, and I just wanted to tell you that in less than 1 minute, I'm stepping on board my train.
You're leaving?
Right now. Goodbye.
But Mr. Gilchrist! Mr. Gilchrist!
Call for Henry, was it?
It was not. Alice, will you please try to tell me what has happened to this telephone system?
Well, I've been wondering about that myself, because Henry is just terribly upset.
Henry is.
I think you ought to call the company, dear, and complain to them that Henry's been sitting here by this phone most all morning and nothing has happened.
What do you mean, nothing has happened?
Now, Sam, this isn't any worse for you than for Henry. Just remember, the poor boy's in the living room completely sunk.
What's the matter with him?
He's so depressed, Sam. He wouldn't eat his fried oatmeal even after I warmed it over for him. Oh, my goodness, there's the phone again.
Mother, do I hear the phone ringing?
You do, and if you want to answer it, you may.
Well, thank you, Father. Thank you very much.
And as soon as you're through answering it, I want to have a talk with you.
Yes, Father.
Now, Sam?
Hello?
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 Henry, this isn't Kathleen, but listen. If I were you, I wouldn't come anywhere near my house.
Why not?
The telephone company was just there, and they took out our phone.
What'd they do that for?
They said you told them to.
Who, me? Homer, I give you my word.
I'm phoning from DeHaven's drugstore, and you better keep away from my father. Goodbye.
But Homer.
Henry, where did your mother go?
I don't know, Father. What do you think just happened?
I know what just happened. Alice.
What is it, Sam? What is it?
Alice, they just delivered some groceries. And may I ask just what it was you ordered?
Why, a lot of things.
Did you order 100 pounds of potatoes?
No.
Did you order any lentils?
No, we've got all that down in the basement. It's what we're giving to the emergency aid.
Well, the store just delivered them to you with a note pinned on the potatoes saying they're all out of gingham aprons.
Sam Aldrich, how could they have done a thing like that?
Does Henry know anything about that? Henry!
He probably went upstairs. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich, is that you?
Yes?
Well, this is Kathleen Anderson.
Oh, hello, Kathleen. I guess I know who you want to speak to.
Oh, no, I'm calling you, Mrs. Aldrich.
Me, dear?
Yes, my mother just looked over the list of things you promised to donate to the emergency aid. And she wanted me to phone and thank you right away.
Well, wasn't that nice of her? I hope you need potatoes.
Potatoes? You mean you're going to give potatoes, too?
Oh, aren't potatoes and lentils on the list?
No, I don't think so. I have your list right here. 2 pounds of butter, 1 pound of cheese, 2 pounds of bacon, 5 lamb chops, 12½ of eggs, 2 cans of pineapple.
Kathleen, where did you get that list?
Why, Mr. Aldrich left it at the emergency aid on his way to his office.
He took that and... that night.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Kathleen, could you hold the phone just a second while I speak to Mr. Aldrich?
Oh, you want to ask him about the potatoes?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to ask him about. Just hold the line. Sam! Sam Aldrich, where are you?
I think he went upstairs, Mother.
Gee whiz.
Mother, did you know someone let the receiver off the telephone? Mother?
Oh, gee whiz. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, gee whiz. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Henry?
Listen, Kathleen, listen.
What, Henry?
Well, imagine that. How long you been waiting there?
Why,
Boy, am I going to give the phone company the deuce.
The phone company?
Boy, I've been waiting all... I mean, are you doing anything tonight?
No, I'm not.
Well, how would you like to go on a picnic this morning?
Henry, it's afternoon.
It is? That's what I mean. How about the movies? I mean, tonight.
I'd love to.
All right. Swell. I'll see you at 8. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Henry, you didn't hang up that phone, did you?
Why not? There wasn't anything more to say, Mother. I finally got my call.
Hello? Hello.
Number, please.
Operator, this is Mr. Brown. I've been trying to get Elm 303 for 2 hours. What's the trouble?
Elm 303? What is the name of the party, please?
Aldrich. Mr. Samuel Aldrich.
I'm sorry, but Elm 303 has been disconnected.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.